So with that, we're going to go ahead and move on to item number 9. This is discussion of possible action. Approval of a proposed recruitment process, timeline, position, announcement, and salary range for the new Story County manager.
Mr. Chairman, as I invite a longtime friend, I'm not going to say old friend because I think she's younger than I am, but as I invite a longtime friend up, I want to kind of provide a little background. Y'all know that, again, this one is definitely no secret, that I hope to be out of here sometime this year. In that process, you know, one of my responsibilities really is how do we go through a process that is honest, based on integrity, and number one, purely has the goal of finding the very best candidate for the job. And I ran this around with a number of people, and she hates public compliments, so I'm not going to give her any compliments, but one of my people that I always bounce things off of is our district attorney, Ann Langer. And in talking about processes, what we could do to keep it transparent, and again, focused on the goal of finding the very best candidate, whether internal, external. Ann explained to me the process, as I recall, of how Carson City once upon a time went through their selection of their next city manager. And she explained the process purely without naming names. Carson City's had a few over the years. And I liked the process. I thought the process provided for public input. It provided for staff input. It provided for public interviews in front of the commission. I liked the process. But more importantly, I happened to luck out and ask Ann, who was this that got picked? And she said Linda Ritter. And the dots connected. When I got my job in 2005, Linda was then the city manager for Carson City. We developed a strong professional relationship. I can't tell you how many things I've learned from Linda. I can tell you that in a job like Linda had, and I have for a little while longer, there are some things you never, ever, ever forget. They just don't go away. And it was a great opportunity to reach out and say, Linda, do you have any interest? I've included a resume because I don't want you to think that we just picked up, you know, some person off the street. Linda has got a vast background. She continues to consult. And with that, knowing that my goal probably is to stay in the shadows as much as I can, there are a couple of checkpoints that, you know, I'll provide input and I'll always be there. But again, make sure we find the very best candidate, bar none. I'm going to pass the baton on this over to my good friend, Linda Ritter, to explain.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pat. For the record, Linda Ritter, Linda Ritter Consulting. And good morning, commissioners. I have to tell you, on the drive up here, I never tire of that drive. It is absolutely beautiful. You live in a beautiful area. And so thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Pat did ask me to come in and talk to some folks. I've talked to several staff people. I've got to a couple of you commissioners, one I've missed. I hope to catch you, Commissioner Gilman, to talk about what you may be looking for as a, and I won't say replacement to Pat. I don't think he can be replaced, but as a new county manager. And what I've developed is a position announcement brochure, which you should have in your packet. And let me just talk about a couple of the highlights of what that the qualifications are that I gleaned out of my discussions with everybody. First of all, a manager that empowers managers to manage, but holds them accountable. A real strong customer service focus that was repeated over and over. And that is in terms of processes, county processes, streamlined review and approval processes in terms of economic development, a strong financial acumen, understanding budgeting and how all of that comes together, some knowledge of utility operations, planning, tourism, collective bargaining, a very well-rounded person that has touched in to all those different areas. Understands the importance of intergovernmental relations because we are part of a region here, so that's important. So those are a couple. I've gone into more detail in the brochure, but those are some very strong points that were brought out to me in my interviews. Education experience, we've kept it very broad and stated it as equivalent to 4 years degree and 10 years of management experience, and that's upper management experience. To give you that flexibility, you don't know what kind of applicants you get. You may get somebody that has that advanced degree and not as many years experience. You may have somebody that has 20 years experience doing the same kind of things that you're looking for Story County. So we wanted to keep that very broad. The salary range is listed as $115,000 to $157,000. And one point that I put in here that I don't know if it will impact interest or not, but they must agree to live in Story County. There has been discussions, and I know we had that discussion in Carson City with my replacement, who did not live in Carson City, should that be required. It's been my opinion that if you are sitting in a county manager's position, you're making decisions that affect the entire community and you should be part of that community. But that is absolutely up to this board whether they want to make that a requirement. In terms of process, my plan is as soon as you approve this, we will post the position announcement online and distribute it to other local governments around the state. We collect resumes and applications, and around February 1st, I will review those applications, pick those that meet those minimum qualifications, rise to the top, hopefully select 5 to 7 candidates for preliminary interview. The preliminaries are 2 panels. One is a citizens panel. I would ask that 2 citizens be chosen by each commissioner, that's 6, and then add another 3 that your county manager would choose in order to make sure that we have a good rounded interview panel representing all aspects of the county. An internal panel would be the second panel, and that would be 7 to 9 staff members chosen by the county manager. And the reason I like the panel, and I've used this, not only it was used for my interview, I've used it for others also, and I used it internally for department heads, is it gives that person coming in people on all levels, the citizens level as well as the staff level, gives them some insight of who is coming in, who may be their next county manager. Gives them some buy-in. So I feel that it's really important. It's a really positive process for all involved. I'm targeting the end of February for interviews with the panels, and then the top 2 or 3, after those interviews are done, pick the top 2 or 3, and those would come before you, hopefully in the beginning of April. Now, I know Pat is ready to exit and looking for a date to exit, and I've suggested that let's see who his replacement is, and then he can formally talk about what that introduction period would be to the new county manager and determine what his departure date would be or his retirement date. So that is it. Do you have any questions, or would you like to see any changes on the brochure?
I think I might have a little concern about the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we might be dragging it out too long.
Okay.
I think I'd like to see a more expedited process because if we can get the person who we think is going to be able to replace Pat, I'd like to get them on board as soon as possible because there's a lot of moving parts to this county, and I think that they're going to we need to utilize as much information as can be derived from that while we're still here.
Mm-hmm. I think that one thing that drives that, that may drive that, and the reason I put that final interview to April is because if somebody from out of the area is a top candidate that you're going to want to talk to, it may take time to get them here. I would say that as we look at the applications, if we're able to get them here quicker, absolutely, because I know that time is of the essence. We would do that.
Yeah. That's the only comment I've got on this.
Okay. I will. We will do our best through the process to move that up.
Okay. You guys have any questions for Linda? All right. Anybody have any public comment on this item? Ms. Bart?
Nicole Bart, Story County resident. Congratulations today. Happy to see you. I read through this, and it is a very good process. So from that standpoint, it works for me. But the one area in the process that is kind of disturbing to me is that you got shorter than a one-month window to do any recruitment. Unless you already have who you want to hire in mind, which means it doesn't matter, you know, that it's only going to be now 3 weeks to get applications, then the recruitment period to find the best candidate for us, 3 weeks is simply not enough. So I have a concern opposite to yours. I understand there's a times of the essence if Pat wants to leave in the July timeframe, April being finalizing it. But if anything, I would increase the recruitment time at the front end and accelerate the back end and still, you know, meet the April-May timeframe. So that would be one suggestion I have. The second suggestion is, or what I noted in reading this that is markedly absent, is there's no request or requirement that the person coming into this job actually possess experience in having done it. I've come up here several times in the past couple of years to make the statement that says, given everything that we have gone through, given everything that has happened to us in how much we've grown, not just in size, but also in complexity, that we can't afford to have somebody in this position after Pat that is going to be learning on our nickel. If anything, given our position on the world stage, given our position on the state stage, given who we are in driving the economic development in northern Nevada, we need somebody in this job that's been to where we're going. So again, I say, unless this has been written for somebody who already exists in the county that does not possess the experience that we're going to need in the future, then I find a big missing in this in not stating that we as citizens deserve to have somebody in that job that knows how to, that knows where we're going, how this thing can play out, who's already done the kinds of negotiating with large businesses that will benefit us at the front end instead of at the back end going, oh, gosh, we need a service contractor. Gee, there are all kinds of options. I'd be looking to Oregon and New Mexico and other states for people who have done this and are looking to make a change. I mean, that's what recruitment does. So my question to the commission is, why are you suboptimizing? Why are you providing what I consider to be a low standard for experience in this job when it's only going to be getting more complex and we need somebody who's already dealt with that level of complexity?
Yeah. May I take a step? Just for a moment.
I've had department heads that have either threatened or said, you know, in a friendly way, you know, I'm going to retire, you know, and now I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. I don't want to come across like that. But I have, as of January 4th, so last Friday, was my 20th anniversary with this county. I was sworn in as sheriff on January 4th of 1999. I love this county. I'm not going anywhere. There is nothing magic about July 1 or June 30 other than the bonus from last time. I'm not going to be stupid there. But let's say, and we just recently posted for a pretty important job in the county. We got two applicants. We may accept one of those applicants, and we may go back to the drawing board. We do that all the time and start again. And I guess my pledge to the county and to you as a voter and a taxpayer in the county, on record, not going to stick around forever. You know, I was going to leave when Bob Kershaw and Bum Hess walked out the door, and then I found two gentlemen, Lance Gilman and Marshall McBride, that I thought, well, if you want me around, I'll stick around a little while longer, maybe a year, and 6 years later, here I am. That won't happen. But my commitment to the process is, I think Linda has done a very good job. I'm concerned with the out-of-state, to be honest, because of culture. You know, it's Linda's to structure, but I think we've had some similar agreements for the most part. I don't want to bring somebody in from the East Coast that doesn't know how to say Nevada, much less understand what Nevada is. I mean, we're going to get out, trust me. I mean, a job that pays $150,000 a year or whatever it pays, we're going to get a number of applicants. Let's see who we get. If they don't pass the panel musters, if they don't pass any of that, then we'll go back to the drawing board and I'll stick around another couple months. And I guess the same is true, really, when you look at that transition that Chairman McBride's worried about. You know, if it's internal, and I can look you straight in the eye and tell you, nothing here has been written internal or external, internal, period. Okay? The goal is to get the best candidate. But I will also tell you, if you bring somebody in that needs more culture training as to what Story County is in the state of Nevada, and should the commission want me to stay on for 30 days, 60 days, you know, whatever, that's fine. But should you also hit that grand slam with whoever that may be, I don't want to be that seven-day-old fish in the refrigerator, you know, because the new person's going to want to hopefully say, when am I really in charge? And what's this guy doing, you know, over my shoulder? So my encouragement, my commitment, Nicole, is let the process play itself out. I think it's got potential and hope. And I also have enough flexibility in there that July 1st is not cast in concrete. I haven't noticed PERS other than to meet with them, so I know what's going on. So that's my two cents for the report.
Thanks, Pat.
So what I'm hearing is, since there's no definite back-end date, you can increase the recruitment time at the front end. And I disagree. I don't know that going – I agree that going to the East Coast is probably not the best thing. But going outside of Story County, actively recruiting, and potentially out of Nevada, because let's face it, Nevada is now blue. And you've done that. You've done that by how well you have created an environment at TRI for California companies to be moving in here. And so I would suggest that we might be babes in the woods in trying to deal with the California effect by not having a person in that job that knows what that's like. And the continued, for lack of a better term, inbreeding of putting in the same people with the culture and the culture and the culture, you will not get anything new in the organization. Organizations die from founder's syndrome and from overusing internal people. You've got to bring in new ideas and new things. And again, I'm saying, we as a county are no longer who we were 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. And we're going to be very different in 5 years. And we need somebody who's been to where we're going to make that pain of that growth not as bad. That's all. And I think you're shorting the citizens of the county by not requiring actual experience in county management in this job description and in these screenings. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I can address those concerns. As Pat has said, certainly if we have to extend it, we will. When we talk about that management experience, believe me, I'm looking for somebody that's been in a management position or assistant management position because it is truly unique. In terms of the recruiting, I plan to recruit online. I'm looking at also possibly ICMA. People that are looking for county manager jobs are out there. And they're looking now. If we extend the recruiting period, you might pick up a little bit, but people that are looking at moving on, moving into a different area, they are looking right now. And as soon as we get it to the right spot online, we're going to pick them up. But again, if we don't get that right candidate, you get to do this. You don't want to have a bad hire. It's so important you do it right the first time. So if we go through this process, we don't find any, I will be talking with Pat and saying, we may need to go out and we need to spend some more time, because my goal is to get you the absolute best county manager possible.
Thank you for your clarification. Mr. Constant.
You're moving pretty good now.
Mr. Chairman, commissioners, Mr. County Manager, Madam DA, Mr. Deputy DA, ma'am. Chris Thompson, Project Manager, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. I couldn't disagree more with that last set of comments from the previous speaker. I couldn't disagree more. There is nobody that has been where this county is now and where this county is going. There is no other county out there that provides a blueprint for Story County's future. Story County has blazed a new path. We should not forget that Story County, being where it is now, as a hotbed of the economic engine driving northern Nevada, the recipient of billions, and soon tens of billions, of Wall Street money coming in annually, there's no other rural county in the United States that has been here. None. And so if we restrict ourselves to look into some big government out of Sacramento or San Francisco or some other Denver or Boulder or Colorado Springs or somebody that's been in management in those areas, we are selling ourselves short doing that. We should not forget that this county, the current structure of this county and the success, was built by a kind of a cowboy contractor, county commissioner, a couple other cowboy county commissioners, and a retired banker. There wasn't anybody in this county that had experience at some big metropolitan area in California or somebody else. And this is a crucial time for TRI development. I just talked to a major builder in Reno over the weekend when I was at a funeral down in Las Vegas, and he was talking about how horrible it's becoming now in other major metro areas, even in this state, to get anything done. This county is so, so special. And I think this cultural element that's here, that is in each of the departments and the county commissioners, is critical to the future of Story County. So I encourage this to not be stuck in a cookie cutter, you know, some bureaucratic progression promotion from some major metro area. And let's not forget where we came from. Let's not forget the people that are here now and what has brought us success. And let's continue to think out of the box and keep our eye on the prize, which is continued economic diversification and success. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. All right. We'll continue on with public comment. Any more public comment? No? With that being said, then we can get a motion through. I'd like to get the ball rolling on this. So we can get a motion.
Agreed. I'll move to approve the recruitment process, timeline, positions, announcement, and salary range for a new county manager as presented today.
I'll second that.
Okay. A motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.